Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my gosh, so very loved and incredibly sexy people. Here we are at the email show that I promised you, and we're off and running. All right, so how this works is a lot of you sent me in emails and know that, just like on the calls, whatever we address is going to be what you need to address in your life. You know, if it affects one, it affects the collective, which means it affects you on some level. So we're off and running here. Been working, attempting to get completely and totally out of victim mode forever. My pendulum says yes on been working and attempting and no on to get completely and totally out of victim mode forever. I haven't done this, not from lack of trying. That's true. I see it and watch it, but there is nothing good in present. So how to? Do I need any of the rest of it? Okay. So obviously, this is a great email for all of us. So we want to address this from SB. What's everything that all of us need to know about creating ourselves as powerful creators? That's the highest thing we want to focus on, because obviously we can't be highest creators if we're in victim mode. So, sheets, book. Okay, they said to go to a song, and the first song they gave me was Happy Birthday, which means you have to allow yourself to let go of your stories. That means you can't keep looking at your past, because you already defined yourself in the past as a victim. And if you're going to create a new definition for yourself, then you can't hold on to that old definition of victim. So, for example, up until the point of this call right now, you may have defined yourself as a victim. From this moment forward, you define yourself as a victorious creator. Why is that important? Because as you define yourself, as you believe you are, as you see yourself in this world, that's what you are going to create, my beautiful people. So again, look away from what appears to have been your reality and look to the reality you want to create. Okay, we're going somewhere else. Now we're going to the sheets. First sheet, 1, 2, 5, 1. All right, are we claiming this? Around being the victorious conscious creator, we are coming together to claim I am. I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, child, and belief systems in the radiation of my light. Within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic whole within the whole, also known as the brain. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights, and the golden light. I am whole. I am God. I do this through divine love for all. I honor myself. I honor the world. And so it is. Okay, are we going anything else? That's it? Wow. Okay, so that means when we get up in the morning, before we get out of bed, we say, I am the victorious, conscious creator of me. And what does that mean? That means all thoughts I think, all actions I take, all perceptions I hold, all reactions I enter into must support that I am the victorious, conscious creator of me. So if I go into reaction and go, well, I just lost all my power because that guy looked at me cross-eyed, that is not supporting the claim and the direction of your energy this morning. You have to be conscious of your reactions and your thoughts to be a conscious creator. And you do that by claiming what you want and then supporting yourself in every way in being in harmony with that. All righty, moving on. I've never had a problem with knowing I am the creator of my life or with understanding the laws of attraction. My problem has been with trying to be humble and keeping it to myself rather than moving into judgment of others who are not aware. If anything, sometimes I feel guilty not being amongst the majority of people and most of my family and friends, as consciousness seems to have only made me aware that most people are not. Oh, I so beg to differ with you, new listener. If you are truly conscious, then you know that everyone is God and everyone is in the place in their consciousness that is perfect and right for them exactly in this moment. So anytime we move into judgment, my dear people, we are moving out of our own conscious creation. And who asked you to be humble? The whole world is waiting for people to be powerful in a divinely love kind of way. I mean, Mother Teresa was powerful through love. Gandhi was powerful through love. No one's asking you to be quiet and humble. We are asking you to be in gratitude for the power of love that you have to offer this world. And now we're going to the sheets. First sheet, 1 through 5. Well, we're going to the word power. And true power is knowing and resonating and living the knowledge and ability of taking light, focusing it through thought, and creating physical manifestation from it. That is true power. And the people who can do that and are a living example of that for others empower everyone else also. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of this. Okay, moving on. Wow. You can see how fast the work is going. Staying in the vibration of what we have asked for without having to pay a price or give ourselves up for it in some way. Example, me. I have to give up, pay in some way to be abundant instead of I am unlimited abundance and it feels good. Why do we keep getting stuck in that area and how to move out of it. Okay. Well, staying in the vibration is practice. Finding the vibration is the challenge. So let me be clear, everyone, that the more you feel good and live in love and joy, the more you create everything in your life. It affects the creation of who you are, which affects the creation of everything you create. I think Abraham Hicks, you know, says it so beautifully when she says, if you want to create money, feel good. Be happy. If you want to create a relationship, be happy. Feel good. About you. About life. Your body responds to your happy thoughts. Staying in it, we have addressed quite incredibly, I must say, in the Consistency of Focus webinar. Do the exercise that was given. Do it consistently. Direct yourself in the mornings that you are a focused energy and that you focus energy through divine love. Okay, and then we're going to the sheets. First sheet, 1 through 5, 5 through 10. I accept that I am the creation of all creation. Now, what that means is you can't hold your consistency and the vibration without knowing that you are the creator and accepting that. Because anytime anything or anybody else comes in to threaten that and you give that right away, then you've lost your vibration and you've lost your focus. And she wants to know specifically without having to pay a price. Well, we also have covered that in the last couple of shows, this miasm of belief systems that say, I have to trade something, sacrifice something, or in her words, an email, give myself up in some way for what I want. Creation does not come with sacrifice. Creation comes with the constant focused attention on only what you want. Now, there's something else coming in. Sheets, books. Okay. They told me to go to a movie, and the movie that I went instantly to is Shawshank Redemption. You see, you cannot create what you want and to stay in the vibration of already having that without having to pay a price if you feel like you have to redeem yourself. If we're going, well, I was a bad little girl, and now I have to pay for it if I'm going to get what I want. But again, my beautiful people, that's holding the focus on what you want. I mean, that's holding the focus on what you don't want. All this redemption stuff, which brings in guilt, which does not serve you at all. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. So it is. Is there anything else? Okay. Some good information that one brought out, huh? All right, moving on. Oh my gosh, this is huge. Okay, I'm going here. Hold on, I've got to get to her question because this is a long one. Okay, one teacher says, you do not have to go through any more lessons. You can just ask that they are integrated. Another teacher says that light workers do not have any lessons anymore. You say, meaning me, that I can create anything that's in my heart's desire, as I am this limitless being. Somehow this is all a little contradicting, and if you could clear this for me, I would be very grateful. I'm not quite sure why we're, what you see is, hold on. Okay, there are some channelers that say you have this or that lesson, and when you want to change the contract, you have to ask some council of light or hierarchy group or your Akashic record team to do that for you. Okay, well, you know how I feel about that already. We're all one energy. Yes, do we ask support from all energy around our conscious choice and creation of it? So it's a true statement, and I want the highest answer, yes. It's a true statement that you don't ever have to give your power away to somebody else to do it for you, and indeed, it isn't done when you do. So the lessons aren't learned. But the lessons, that's the old way of speaking about it. It's not really lessons. It's an expansion of knowledge. And it's a higher understanding of the lessons we've already learned. Is there anything else to get here to now? Basically, the channel wants to remind you again that you are your highest answer. All the answers reside within you. We sat down and watched a movie called Kumari, K-U-M-A-R-I, after Creation Station. And it was all about this guy who thought, I'm going to go out, all these, you know, prophets and teachers and channelers and all this, they're all just big scam artists, right? So I'm going to go out and I'm going to pretend I'm one of these big healers and I'm going to get a lot of followers and then I'm going to show myself. But what he learned is that he was a teacher, because we're all a teacher. And what he learned was everybody that followed him just wanted somebody to follow. And his whole point was, follow yourself. It's within you. You don't need me. And so when he finally revealed himself, it was really interesting. People either went, oh, my God, I got it, or they were so disempowered about the fact that he really wasn't who they thought they were that they left him. Now, isn't that the same teaching that Christ was? These things and more shall you do also, but only if you believe you can. Only if you believe you can. And the only way to believe you can on the three-dimensional world is to decide to choose and to commit to the belief of that. And then let's see what happens. Lots of miracles, I would think. But again, you have to define yourself first. Okay, we're moving on. Well, they want us to balance everything so far, so we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Okay, here's the next one. I know that I create my life. I find that my biggest challenge is knowing what I want, other than being filled with joy and calm. And knowing what you want is the most important thing. I cannot hold a focus on a giant bag of confused, half-baked thoughts. This is great. I wonder if this is just keeping the belief that I don't deserve it or that I cannot release the familiarity of the struggle. Well, it would be both those things. So how do we really get the information about what we want? Well, the first thing they're giving me is get out of your mind. You will not find what you really want in your mind. So we drop down into our heart. When you go into your heart, both you know that all of you wants money, all of you wants health, all of you wants joy, all of you wants balance, all of you wants to be loved and to love. We all want those things. When you drop into your heart, you can feel the deserving of it. You can feel the ease and effortlessness of it. So the biggest answer to this email question is drop into your heart. And all things are delivered to you, meaning all of your knowledge is delivered to you. Your knowing is delivered to you when you live in your heart. And he will remind you what the channel brought in months ago for us is that your consciousness is your intelligence. And you cannot access your consciousness through your mind. When you drop into your heart, you open your channel, and then all intelligence can be delivered to you. That's why they're showing me somebody with multiple personalities. That's why someone with three personalities, one personality can have diabetes and the other personality is perfectly healthy. One personality plays the violin like they've studied for years, and the other person doesn't even know how to hold it. So it's got to tell you it's not about your mind. It's about your inability to go in and out of dimensions. And you do that by dropping into your heart and living in the channel. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all this. Moving on. Everything you questioned Years ago, I went through a period of not being happy and blamed it on my outer circumstances. I then realized the unhappy feeling was coming from within, and that was what I needed to correct, but did not know that at the time, how to do that. The biggest shift for me to date is when you covered the topic of validation and honoring oneself. It opened up a whole new world for me. I must be more conscious of not allowing outside influences to dictate my feelings and moods. I am who I am, and I love myself unconditionally. Hang on, it's a two-pager. Oh, this is great. I was on my way to work in January and had finally decided to join the shift program. Upon entering the building, I stopped to briefly speak with a coworker, and as I was leaving to go to my desk, my intention was to say, okay, I'm going to start my day, but what came out of my mouth was, okay, I'm going to start my life now. I knew that this was a good thing, maybe not consciously, but definitely subconsciously. Here are my questions. As I am becoming more and more in tune with honoring myself, my thoughts, ideas, actions, feelings, it has made me more aware on how I deal with others, especially my husband. Since that call, I feel I have gained more confidence than before in expressing what I want, but am met with resistance in certain situations by my hubby. What I struggle with is being true to myself as well as compromising. Now, if everyone is a mirror for ourselves, he is teaching me something. What I got is, I must be stubborn, as that is how I see him at times. I'm thinking that's probably not it, dude. Another issue is expressing my words easily and effortlessly. My words come out garbled, and I notice it's worse during my cycle. I always had lumpy breasts. Currently, I have on the left side a larger mass of tissue that I will be having a biopsy on this week. What does that represent? Okay, my beautiful person, everything you questioned, everything in this is about nurturing and self-love. You know, do I love myself to easily speak my truth? Do I honor myself to not compromise when it doesn't feel right and choose to compromise when it does feel right? Your breaths are telling you, love and nurture yourself in every way. Let it flow and be fluid in the movement of the tissue, because that is true in your energy. They're suggesting that you invoke the prayer around I know, I don't know, regarding the subject of nurturing love and self-love. And invoke the symbol and I am divine love around all that. And they are adding, we're going to the sheets, first sheet, 1 through 5. They're going to power. This that they've given you takes you into your power of conscious creation. Is there anything else? Okay. Moving on. I absolutely love directing my energy now that I know to do this. And yes, sorry, but there is a but, because my life seems to have been on a pause in so many areas for such a very long time. Career, income, significant love relationship, and I'm also still carrying excess weight. Apart from this, everything is great. Okay. Money does flow to me, but only in tiny little amounts so that I just get by. I do practice holding loving and exciting feelings and energy when I do the practices for creating what I want. My pendulum goes to no on that, and they're directing us to the Creation Book for Dummies, 5, 6. According to that, this is where you're dropping out, is I feel. I feel the joy and love of having this. I feel my experience, and I feel and experience my celebration at the creation that the God of me has manifested. I feel love for myself as the creative entity and the majestic creator that I am. I choose to be happiness and joy and love because I know those are the emotional equivalents to creating. That is how creation happens, by feeling good. Feeling good makes us powerful. Loving ourselves divinely, which means unconditionally, is the beginning of conscious creation itself. And that is what you need to bring into alignment around all of this. You do love directing your energy, but when I say you love the feeling of loving yourself, it goes to no. Definitely a part of what the weight is you're kind of protecting yourself from yourself. You're protecting yourself from knowing the truth, which is, if you want all of those things that you mentioned, the biggest way to bring them into manifestation is to love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. And then bring that amazing experience of love, especially when you've reached the tipping point with it, into, you bring that feeling into the subject of money. Wow, money's love. I get it. Wow, what does that feel like? Awesome. And that's the answer to everything in this email. You want to get a job, a fabulous job? Feel into loving yourself and how magnificent you are. And what a powerful being and creator you are. The more you can feel into that, the more powerful and quickly you create what you want. and we're claiming I am divine love, invoking the symbol around all of that. Look how much we're covering with these emails. I like these shows. Okay, my boyfriend and I moved into this fixer-upper house 2 years ago, which we remodeled while I was pregnant with my first child. In the interim, our neighbors below us also bought that house at the same time, and we have had nothing but problems with them, which are currently escalating and are a cause of constant stress and turmoil for us. I just gave birth to another baby 4 months ago, and instead of being in the dream house, where we can start a family, it has been a nightmare that has lasted and is lasting through both of my pregnancies. Instead of focusing our time and energy on our kids, we are forced, no, you're not forced to do anything. Everything's a choice. We are forced to be in legal battle with our neighbors for what is rightfully ours. My neighbor is a lawyer and a liar at the same time, and is using bullying, intimidation, and a disregard for law to get what he wants. We want this negativity to go away. Well, I get a no on that. Do you know of a spiritual healer, either you or someone else, who may come to our house? Or is there anything else you would recommend that will help us clear this matter so we can focus on the positive things in our life, like our family? Well, wow. This is a really important email because I want you all to hear how much of their creation they are giving away to these people. They are allowing them to take their focus. They are allowing them to take their joy. They are allowing them to take them into negativity and out of love. So it's really what my book, Bright Light, is all about. Is can you hold the focus on the creation of you as love no matter what? Or are you going to give up the definition of who you are to someone or something else? So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. So what does that look like on the three-dimensional plane? Let's just talk about that. And they're showing me my friend who is a Buddhist, and we were talking one night, and I said, okay, well, let's say I have to sue somebody on this plane. What would Buddha say about that? And he smiled, and he said, Buddha would say, do what you have to do on this plane to support yourself and do it in love. So in other words, if you have to sue them. But you stay in love while you're doing it. Otherwise, you vibrationally damage yourself. So the first piece of information here is hold your heart open, stay in love, and handle the situation in whatever way you have to handle it. But don't, you know, it's what our parents used to say, don't come down to their level. You know, if they're angry, don't match their anger. Turn the other cheek. Because that's what's the highest choice for you. There's something else, hold on. Going to the sheets, or sheet. There's a belief here in place that's helping create all this. Hang on. Core belief. And we know now that all core beliefs are miasms. All core beliefs in the sheets are miasms. This was corrected there. This sheet? No. This sheet? 40. Okay. Well, as it's written, it's I have to struggle to conquer. We're changing some of the words and adding something. So I have to struggle to conquer and create myself. Everybody got that? I have to struggle to conquer and create myself, which is pretty much the scenario that they've explained in this email. So we're claiming the symbol I am, divine love. So it is. That's the highest answer for you guys. Get a hold of you and get your focus off of them. All right, we're moving on. I wonder how we can heal grief easier, faster, and better. I feel like this is a very strong emotion that gets trapped the most in our body, minds, and spirit. I know we are all healers, yet I find that some people are supposed to pass away from illness to wake others up to start living. Is that a correct feeling? Well, I don't think it's a question of they're supposed to, but in the divine game plan of how we all interact with each other, that is a part, that's definitely a part of the way that many people serve themselves and others, by leaving when they do. If you want more clarity around that, please go to my past life regression and listen to it. It's incredibly powerful. And both my father and my husband left so I would empower myself. I see illness as a way to bring people together. No. Illness is a way that you bring yourself together. Your bodies are divine spiritual instruments that are here to serve. And when you do not focus what you need to address in your energy, what you need to bring into balance, it will drop down into your body, and your body then gives of itself so that you can get this message. What's a better way to do this without illness? Well, consciously and joyfully create yourself every moment. We don't have to get sick to know we want to be well, right? But yet that belief is so prevalent, and we don't consciously every day go, thank you for this healthy body, and oh, let me experience how much I love it. God, thank you, body, for being here for me. You're so amazing. Now, you see, if we do that every day and unconditionally love ourselves, then there wouldn't be so much illness. And that is the truth. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I want to address how can we heal grief easier. The highest answer to that is by accepting it. Accept how you feel. Accept that you're grieving. Accept that their death or the loss of the relationship or the dis-ease that you have to deal with now. Just accept. And once you've accepted, so much resistance falls away. And then you can take that energy and direct it toward what you want, which is health and healing and wellness and balance. There's something else coming in about grief. Sheets, book, they're giving me a song. Well... The first song they gave me is Mares It Oats and Those It Oats and Little Lambs It Ivy, which is about clarity. Because it sounds like gobbledygook, and it's really mares eat oats and does eat oats, right? But if you focus on the gobbledygook, the mares eat oats and does eat oats, you don't have the clarity to see what the grief and the disease is really offering, where the pony is, in other words. The pony in the poo is what I call it. There's always a pony in any kind of challenge. Okay, is that everything? Yes, so we're claiming the symbol. I am divine love around it all. Okay. I came to an interesting conclusion. I realized that conscious creation is big for me. I somehow know that I'm totally magical and miraculous around creating my life as easy, even effortless, especially around money, wealth, but health also. like I know everything, and I mean everything, and the deal is about the allowing myself to use that knowing. The more easy and effortless a creation could be, the more unfair, dangerous it seems. Wow. So I distracted myself with everything possible, usual story here, to not claim it up to lately. I'm finding out what it's about for me. And she's got fairness, safety. Fairness doesn't seem big, but if unfairness would supposedly break my heart, it'll show up as I progress forward. Okay, so I'm not quite sure where the question is, except I think it's about the more easy and effortless the creation, the more unfair and dangerous it seems. Well, that's where we're going. And again, guys, it's about this myriad of beliefs. This is a miasm of beliefs. It has been balanced and claimed, but this is about there's got to be struggle in order for me to earn the right to get what I want. So I have to sacrifice. I have to struggle. I have to be in fear. I have to work really hard. All of those things are indicative of no pain, no gain. And so what we want to be clear to claim is that we are easily and effortlessly, consciously creating who we are and therefore our life. And it's fair that it's easy, and we're blessed that it's easy, and it's safe for it to be easy because I just don't have to struggle or sacrifice anymore. I simply have to create. I just create my life and me the way I want it. And so it is, claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Anything else around this? All righty. We're just moving and shaking. Boy, I might just get through all of these. All righty. So, I've always resonated with the shows when you stress the importance of acting happy or playing the role to attract what you want or who you want to be. But I have a confusion and a guilt that I just don't understand, which I feel sabotages that action, and you would be right. When going in and out of my knowing, this is the strongest energy that gives me doubt of the work. I feel like a fake, like a weak dreamer in a playing field of strong winners. I guess my question is, how do you and the conscious community go about faking it till making it with trust? Good question. Okay, so I don't think you perceived it this way. I'm pretty sure I never expressed it as faking it till you make it, because what you're really doing is going into the vibrational truth of already having it. And that's quite different. Quite different. Faking it till you make it is, okay, I'm going to do the affirmations that everybody says to do because that's what will get me what I want. Really living the vibration of already having what you want tells your body experientially you have it and this is what it feels like. It's very similar to watching the skiers at the top of the hill and watch them go through mentally and emotionally their whole ski down the slope. They're experiencing in their bodies and their psyches what the run is so that they become one with the hill and one with the physical skiing. And then they let go and they ski. And that's pretty much a nice metaphor for a lot of the creation process, is you feel into already having skied the slope. you feel the freedom and the joy and the love and the power of already having the money. Money is an emotional creation. Every creation is an emotional creation. The more you can feel into it, the more powerful the creation, the quicker the creation, the more complete the creation. So it's not faking it till you make it. It's choosing to allow yourself to experience what you already have before you have it. Because in that experience and in that creation, you do already have it energetically, and then you hold the focus on it until it comes into physical form. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, and so it is. Wow, this is turning out to be a really nice show. I'm so glad we're doing this again. I keep hearing this, and I haven't written to you about it, and now trust that I am hearing it clearly and that I am meant to send it to you, that there is something for you here and that you will take what resonates with you. Well, this is interesting, but I'm supposed to proceed. I keep wanting to write that this is an idea for a show, and they insist it's for the show. A constant theme is that we are all wanting to gain clarity about all that is blocking us from creation, thus putting the focus on what we do not want. Now, that was true up until this year, but if you listen to the shows in January, it very clearly said we can't do that this year. We have to only focus on what we want. Now, sometimes if you can't clearly get an insight into what you want, you have to go to what you don't want and get clear about that so that you can be clear about what you want. Not the same thing as focusing on the negative. And there are times when you do still need discernment around why you can't do the very thing that you want to do so that you can do it. They say to shift the focus of your calls and move people toward calling in to share their success stories. I took that advice. We're already doing that. People are calling in right and left with their testimonials. So thank you for that. Okay. There's nothing else in this email. Yes, there's things for me to address, but there's nothing else in this email to address here on the show. Okay, we have 5 minutes. Can I get through these last two? A couple of weeks ago, I was running a little bit behind to get on the Thursday morning call on time. Thank you. I looked at the clock and kept thinking, perfect timing. I will get on the call in perfect timing. When I called in a few minutes after the scheduled start time, I heard that there was some kind of a problem, so the show was just starting. I had, in fact, tuned in with perfect timing. Ha, you gotta love that. Now, this is the interesting part, my reaction. I felt guilty, sad, disempowered, and unworthy. What the heck is that? Exactly the words that came into my head. I had thoughts of making others wait, and who do I think I am? And eventually I came to, am I worthy? That particular show was a validation, which, of course, resonated. I worked my way through thoughts and feelings that came up, though it did take me a bit to finally let go. Are there issues about worthiness that need to be balanced, or is it something else? It's something else. And it is the misnomer that when you create you, you can negatively and that's the word they're giving me, impact everybody else. That's just not true. It is true that if you live in consistent negative vibrations, you pour those back into the collective consciousness, but that doesn't mean you're going to make a radio show late. So by creating you consciously in joy, you absolutely lift up the collective consciousness. By not consciously creating you in negativity, it is true that you affect the vibration of where the collective lives. So in that way, no man is an island, yes. But it's also true that you cannot and do not create for another person, and therefore the creation of you is not going to affect them unless they are unconscious or unless they give you permission to do it. Again, this is what a lot of bright light is about, that I gave away my power of creation to the people who hurt me because of my own limiting beliefs around how powerful I could be. Now, I didn't have to do that. I could have stayed conscious and said, no matter what stuff's going down, I know that I have a belief system that's helped create this, and therefore I am going to get my power back and be the conscious, positive creator that I am. I'm going to support me. I'm going to be the God of me that loves me in every way. And so it is. Are we done with that one? Yes. Well, this is going to be perfect timing. How do I know how much time to give my body to heal on its own before seeking treatment from a doctor? And then she says, I believe my body can heal itself, but I get a no. And that's what the question is about. And the answer has been very clear on the shows. If there's any part of you that goes into fear and feels like you need to see a health professional, that is what you have to follow, because as you believe, it will be delivered unto you. And therefore, if you believe you need to see a doctor, you do, in order for your body to help heal itself. If you know unconditionally that you can heal your body, and most of us don't yet because there haven't been enough of us run the 4-minute mile to prove it for everybody, but if you do, and I'm not a doctor, if you do, it is always to your higher self that you go. What is the highest way that I can serve me in divine love, which means living in health and wellness? Is there anything else around that? I'm telling you, 30 seconds to when the show has to end. All right, my good friends, thank you for sending these wonderful questions that I'm sure are going to empower many, many, many people who hear this show. I send you so much love. Please love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more, because that's what it's all about, and you know that. Whatever you take from this, take action on it. Make it a part of your energy, and then consciously live the truth. Until we meet again, which is very soon, I send you so much love. Go create your life.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.